Welcome to the Dog House or Doge House. Maybe we'll be the Doge House.
Everybody I like it.
Doge. I like Doge. Bring me on Doge.
Let's do it.
I live in a state that actually has their own Doge.
Is Doge and Dogecoin related?
No. Unfortunately, not.
Yeah, you mispronounce it as doggy coin.
I mean, that's our way of saying it.
They've renamed it recently to Doggy Poop Coin. Because right. it's pretty much worth about as much as the lint in your pocket.
Yeah, but what if you got in when it was early, you still are making money on it.
Not much.
It was like a 27th of a
not,
cent.
Not much. If you didn't get out when it was worth $12, you're a fool. You're a fool. No,
I know. I didn't get in on that. I was like, yeah. Anyways. I had a friend he got
Yeah, we're going to change this show to the Doghouse Investing Show. How not to invest with.
Yeah, the tagline would be, don't do anything we tell you. All right.
Okay, so where are we? Where are we?
Well, I'm in Virginia. And storms are...
Ohio! Sorry, though. Yeah, that used to be Virginia. It's no longer Virginia.
You used
anymore.
To be Virginia too. You have I never lived in Virginia.
We have escaped.
We have escaped.
I escaped before you elected a communist governor.
We had one while you were still here before.
No, we did not. No, we did not. He was not a communist.
We had McCain or whatever his name was.
McCain?
Kane.
You mean Kane?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Michael Kane. He was an actor, and he became governor of Virginia.
And Warner. We had plenty of communists when you were here. So
they didn't call themselves at least communists then.
Yeah, well, that's just a new development.
Oh, okay. So we have some silly season news to talk about today, and we'll chat about motocross. Which it may be the day to give the doghouse curse to somebody.
Oh.
To make it challenging.
I don't know who I would do that to because I don't really know whose championship it is to lose. I might be.
Well, I have an opinion. I have an opinion about it.
I would love to hear
we
it.
Never, we would never let on this show, knowledge of facts or any level of certainty
facts
get in the way
never
of our
interfere
opinions.
With our
Absolutely
opinions.
Not.
Exactly.
That we never don't. Gets into our conversation.
No, in fact, it's insulting to actually have it part of the conversation.
Yeah, somebody's like, do you know a lot about racing? I'm like, no, I just talk about it.
Exactly.
Because I don't know nothing.
Exactly.
Every time I think I know something, I'm wrong. All right, yeah. Go ahead. Give me what you are thinking.
Well, I'm thinking, especially after watching this past weekend's motocross, the 250 is a disaster, so I won't even touch that. But it just seems to me that the only really consistent rider at all is Hunter. And I think right now, and I didn't think I'd ever say this, that I think Hunter's the best rider in the field. I used to say he was the smartest rider. Now I actually think he's the most talented rider in the field for right now.
Well, Jet is still hurt. You can tell that by the way he's riding.
He may always be still hurt.
Yeah, that's very correct. You know, he's got those special.
You never know, right? You never know what those kind of things. But I will say that we always say and have always said on this show, the consistency wins.
Consistent riders. Yep.
There's only one consistent rider
this year.
The 450s. It's Hunter. There's no question about that.
But here's
now.
Here's,
does that mean it's his championship to lose? In my opinion, yes.
Oh, wow.
Why? Because
with
I think
only a 10-point separation.
Yeah, but even if it was 2 points, I'd say the same thing because I think he controls his destiny.
But he does.
He will. He'll have his problems along the way. But the thing is, can we say that anybody else in the field is not going to have those? I know Deegan, and I know that Jet will because they have. So, is the likelihood of bad weekends greater amongst? Hunter or Jet or Deegan.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going with it is Hunter's championship to lose because I look at him and what I see is a mature rider who is going heads down. And that's a tough thing to,
So that's a tough thing to beat. He's got
10 points. He's got
a 10-point lead.
Yep.
Do you think he's his to lose?
I do, because I think he'll win more of the
available. All right, put that down in the book of no accountability.
Man, yep. I don't even have that seven, thing anywhere. It's handy.
July 21st. Where is it? Hunter Lawrence's championship to lose.
Well, there's only one person who's even got a shot at it.
I got to move all the junk off my shelf that I piled on the book of no accountability.
You know, the book of no accountability should always be at hand, Phil. That is irresponsibility on your part.
It's not.
Yes.
Ken, red pen.
There you go.
Oh, it's in red.
It's in red. Red pen. It's in the word.
The red pen.
Put it red.
The red pen writeth. It writeth the truth.
I have found that colors are no more accountable than my opinion.
See? Kim K saith.
On July 21st, 2026, the year of our Lord. 2026.
Well, in the year of my Lord, in the year of my Lord,
you're recording a date in a book of no accountability. Just think about that.
Lawrence.
Okay. That may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, we've done a lot worse than this.
Why don't you just say in there, why don't you just say in July, in the month of July, In the year of 2026, Ken said that Purple. Hunter's championship to lose.
That's what I put.
All right. Okay.
In red words. In red words.
Which is the truth. Well, it's the book of no accountability. So colors don't mean anymore. They don't make it more accountable. Maybe we should have a new color that if it's on the book of no accountability, it flips it to accountable.
Oh, no. That'd be terrible. But, wow. I mean, they got Washougal.
Yeah.
Unadilla. Buds Creek.
Well, I know. Yeah, Buds Creek is a wild card no matter what. So let's see what happens this coming at Washougal. And see, I will bet you guys will be leaning one direction or the other after that. He's either going to increase his lead or hold it. Either one of it's a win for him if he maintains his 10 points.
If he doesn't go into the last round with a 50-point lead.
No, I disagree. I completely disagree. He doesn't need that because, again, who is going to collect more points? He's not going to zero out in the final race of the season. I mean, he could, but it's unlikely. No, he hasn't zeroed out Warren at all this season. He hasn't lost him. No, he hasn't gotten no points. No, he hasn't gotten no points.
Not in motocross, no.
That's what I'm talking about. We're in motocross
right
now.
But everything hasn't been on the line yet before. And then
I actually thought he was going to crack before this. I thought the pressure would get to him. And, you know, he's still being more consistent than anybody else. Jet's not healthy. Deegan's still learning. Who else is there? Nobody.
Nobody close. Nobody else
close. Nobody close. Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know.
I would say this. Actually, you only know what? If Jet was ahead by 5 points, I'd say the same thing. I'd say that I think Hunter's out there having a good time. And that's most
no accountability starting to smoke and burn.
I know.
For these blasphemous words that you're saying.
I know. Wow. Well, you know.
50 right, the 450 rider of the.
Saying blasphemous things is sort of my MO, right?
That is true.
Okay.
The best rider for the weekend, though, I thought was Deegan. You know, he had that one crash.
How does a guy who's got a 1-1 not the best rider of the weekend? I want to hear your logic.
He's from Ohio. Go ahead.
He had to crash at Prado, was in last place, and came back to fourth. And he was on the verge of getting third. If there had been another lap, he would have been third.
So he didn't even make the podium, but that made him the best rider.
That, I do think so.
Okay,
he was riding with a purpose for a change.
Okay. So this is some mixture of Ohio, West Virginia logic you're applying here.
But wait a second. Sure. Wait a second. Warren, do you watch for the root for the Bengals now?
No. Nor the Browns. No.
Ohio Yuck Yucks?
No. Move along.
I'm thinking mediocrity is settling in. Ah, well, you know, they're 7-7 this year.
Phil always goes for the Browns. Okay. He always goes for the Browns. Some call him skid marks, some call him his native tribe. Okay.
You are just a terrible person today.
Well, and Deegan also finished second overall. I mean, yeah, Hunter got the 2-1s, but he cruised, you know, in the first race. He didn't, you know, Jet wasn't mean there.
You're the best rider.
Oh, but also Jet crashed out
7 seconds.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think you should ever give anybody credit for winning by 28 seconds. Absolutely not. Dude. No, you had it too easy.
Yeah,
he's too easy. Anybody can get the whole shot and race from the front.
Yeah, exactly. All right, there's some logic there. I understand. It's just Warren. Okay, so let's talk about bad luck, right? So Cole Davies definitely seems.
Oh
like
my gosh,
he's having. I mean, he has a DNF due to mechanical in race one. He did not have a great performance in race two. He's fast, but you know, sometimes the stars don't line up and sure they look like they're not going to line up for him this year. No, they look like they're not going to line
it
up for him.
It was all
this
that
year.
Smoke.
Yeah.
In Canada waging environmental warfare on us.
Exactly.
Messing
well,
up.
Well, Cole Davies, where's Cole Davies from? He's not
New
in
Zealand. New Zealand.
Yeah. He's a Kiwi.
Yeah, so he's a little green fruit with lots of seeds.
Yeah, Levi's in first place. He's from Washougal. He's going to his home track.
He's going to home track.
Yeah.
So he should be favored going into the start.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It usually when Cole Davies has a weekend like this, he's very strong the weekend afterwards. We'll see if that continues, but that's been his pattern all season. Bad
he's
weekend,
from
good
the
weekend.
Northern Ireland in New Zealand.
So he's like great white bait, right?
Yeah, I think
up
so.
Up there
right?
with the sharks.
I know like between the two islands are like where all the like great white sharks go to feed on people.
Yep. Which would have been handy because when I had my motorcycle shop, if I, you know, I could have very easily taken some of my employees to run to fit them to the great whites, and I wouldn't have noticed them gone at all.
Yeah, easy come, easy go.
Exactly.
Okay.
There is no standout.
Are you
in the 250s.
Somebody in 250s.
No, I don't think so at this point. It's nothing clear at all. I just don't. Nobody is having a standout season in the 250s right now.
I mean,
Hymus got his first win of the season.
Yeah, that's right. Hymus got his first win of the season. He's been pretty much invisible.
And we thought he was going to be a player this year. Yeah, Shimoda's out for good, so we're not going to see him back.
Yeah. So.
I mean.
I don't see
24.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're going to his hometown track.
Yep.
I don't know. That could be over before.
Sometimes going to your home track does not give you an advantage. It's a disadvantage because there's pressure when you're at your home track.
Is there?
Because you got friends and family there watching.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have any of that.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I know. But let's assume that Levi does, and so I would not say that's an advantage. I don't think it's an advantage. I really don't think it's an advantage in motocross at all. You know, could say the advantage is simply that maybe you've raced that track more than other people.
That's always an advantage. Kind of know.
I mean, that may be an advantage. Like does it outweigh the pressure?
Yeah, but a track like that where it probably changes consistently, you know, Supercross, the tracks all change and they change differently.
So let's finish. So yeah, I mean, at this point, I would say the 250s is almost getting to the point where I just think this late in the season and nobody seems to really want it. So we'll see what happens after Washougal, but I think it'll be more clear just because they're running out of stops.
Yeah, I think. I mean, they only got three to go after.
In my opinion, if the lead's under 15 points, then there is no clear leader in my mind.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. You just said, you know, there's 10 points between Hunter.
I actually said if Hunter was 5 points behind, I would still say it was his championship to lose.
Yeah, he's just being unaccountable.
Not because of the points.
Yeah, well, it is uncountable. So,
all right. Let's get into the MotoGP lineup for next year.
Yeah, let's do that.
Some stuff that I just thought was kind of weird.
There's a lot of stuff that's weird on here. Some choices that people are making. Now, we have to remember, some things that look like bad choices may turn out to be brilliant choices because we don't know what the 2027 bikes are going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so some of them that seem really stupid don't make me not so stupid, like Martin and Iagura going to Yamaha.
Well, perhaps okay, it's going to be the one that's the one that confuses me, because mm-hmm. how pissed off do you think Toprak is? He's still going to be on a satellite team.
Yep. Yeah. Why wasn't he moved up to the right, factory
like,
team?
Why is he? Arguably he's doing that bad on the bike, but that's like saying we don't have any hope for you to get better.
That's exactly what they're saying. It's not like what they're saying.
I wouldn't go that far, but what I would say is that they put him on a satellite team to see if he would make the adjustment to MotoGP. No top 10s is not going to get you moved to a factory
team. He's had a couple
team.
Top 15s. He's got some
He's had a couple top,
yeah, top 15s. Is,
yeah,
I mean, he, that's 18 a, he, guys yeah. are racing, that's nothing.
Okay, when Quartararo has gotten top 10s, right, on the factory bike, you want to see Rescadiaglu break into the top 10s if you're saying that's he's going to be an equivalent rider on a factory team. So in my mind, Rescadiaglu doesn't deserve a promotion.
So you don't think
some
a
people
factory
say he doesn't
bike
deserve
is five
a seat.
Places better than what he's got now?
No, absolutely not.
They don't think he can make it five places better.
Yeah,
that's
I don't.
What they're saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. He hasn't shown them that he can.
Yeah.
He hasn't shown top 10 speed on a bike where the other rider on that team has done a little bit better. But certainly on the factory team, Quartararo has done way better than Rescadiaglu on roughly an equivalent bike.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, to me, if Rescadiaglu doesn't do anything in 2027, his contract doesn't get renewed for 28.
Probably not.
He'll be a Moto America in 29.
He could well be. He could well be. Which, who do you not see on the list of riders here right now? Granted, there's some spots that haven't been filled yet, but who is one of the notable people you don't see here?
I got to look now. Suzuki. I don't see Bagnaia.
No, Bagnaia is there.
Right, very top left. Top left.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Aprilia.
Aprilia. Him and Bezecchi. Zago. I don't know, Ken. Who are you thinking?
Brad Binder. Brad Binder's contract was not renewed. He on the factory KTM team. He's replaced by DG Antonio. Marquez, we already know Alex Marquez going there. There's nobody on Tech 3. They did not offer him a position on Tech 3 because he would have had to take it. Brad Binder, to me, is the top candidate to be in Moto America next season, to join his brother.
Wow, you're just throwing Brad Binder to the curb.
I'll tell you what, on social media,
Zarco still has a ride.
Brad Binder supporters on social media they're just furious about this because they said, okay, you choose not to renew his contract. You have open seats available. Why is nobody picking up Brad Binder? Is there a message in there? If they decide Brad Binder's played out his best years? Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe. Which that's why I say he becomes top candidate to go to Moto America. Plus his brother's there, right? And I'm sure his brother's saying, come in, the water's fine. His brother's having a good time in Moto America.
And now that all these foreigners have learned America's
taking over Moto America, because that's really what the American series is all about.
Yeah.
Not about getting Americans into the world scene. They gave that up years ago. They're not even trying. You know, I mean, the last American that made any notable appearance on the world scene is Gerloff. He's the only one that's there. It's been, what, 5, 6 years?
Yeah, nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
Yeah, Joe nobody Robertson, knew. You know, he's not working out too well this season.
No. Well, he's not having a good season. He's not healthy. He is definitely not healthy.
Yeah, he's not healthy at all.
Yeah. So let's go through this. Let's focus on this. Okay, so Bezecchi, I think it's a good move for Bagnaia. I think it was a smart move for Bagnaia. Go to the up-and-coming team. You know, him getting that, I think, is a good thing. Plus, it's the best seat to be in to be able to go after the guys. If you want to show Ducati they made a mistake, well, that's he's the got
only place he could. That. Only place he could do it.
That's the only place he could go, and he got that seat, which surprised me. Talking about seats, I think the Joanne Mir to Grassini is a waste.
100%.
Yeah, complete waste for Joanne Mir to go there. I think Joanne Mir would have been a better candidate for KTM. Danny Holgado, probably the best he could have hoped for was a Grassini seat. So not a bad move for him.
Yeah.
DG Antonio, given that KTM has actually reverted some this past year.
Terrible.
I would say that's a bad move for DG Antonio because
it's a bad move
he was on a VR 40. He had a VR46 winnable bike, you know, winning capable bike.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they gave Pedro Acosta the factory Ducati seat when DG has been outperforming him for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but think what Acosta's been doing on a much crappier bike. That's what they're going with, right? They're saying if Acosta had a decent bike, he would be competing for a championship. The guy is competing for podiums on a horrible bike that nobody else can do on the KTM. What can he do on a serious factory team like Ducati or Aprilia? That I would think.
Well, put him on the Grassini team.
Cause he wouldn't do it. He's going to be on a factory team. He had a factory seat at KTM. He was not going to go anywhere, but to a factory seat. He would have stayed with KTM.
I'll be surprised if does as good as everyone thinks he is.
Oh, I think Pedro Acosta will be Mark Marquez's biggest frenemy next season. I really believe that. I firmly believe that. He could very well drive Marquez into – Marquez has now got a two-year contract. I think that's the end of it for Mark Marquez, not because of Pedro Acosta, but I think he's not going to have fun with Acosta as a teammate. Why? Because I think Acosta is much more aggressive than Bagnaia. Much more along the level the way Marquez is from.
No, he's
from
definitely more aggressive than Bagnaia, but Bagnaia is just not doing anything.
Well,
I'm happy he got an Aprilia seat, but I've not been the last 2 years of Bagnaia has not been spectacular.
But he's not their golden boy anymore.
Well, he's not. No, he's not their golden boy.
He may not, but he's barely in the top 10.
And he knows it, and they
for the last 2 years.
Yes. Right. Yeah, and
he's
remember,
not the golden boy.
Yeah, and remember that the Mark Marquez and Pecco Bagnaia race competition never showed up. That's what they were hoping for, that these two guys would go at it the way that
you said something there that I don't agree with.
Okay,
you said that's what they were hoping for. I don't think so.
No,
I think they were looking more for the Mark Marquez. Who's the guy who always came in second? Danny Pedrosa. I don't think they wanted Bagnaia to be competitive for first. They just wanted to shoe in for second.
Think about this. Okay, think about this. The best racing of last season. The best racing of last season was between Mark Marquez and Alex Marquez.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly last season. That was the best racing. Okay. Now, Alex Marquez was coming in second place all the time, but he put pressure on his brother a lot of last season. He led a lot of laps.
And I can't imagine Ducati was happy with that.
I think Pedro Acosta can – oh, I think they probably – oh, Ducati Why? Probably was – I think Ducati – like because that's what gets people talking about it. That's what you want. You want them to talk about the racing, okay? And that racing got talked about. This season, not so much.
Well, Alex was out for what, three, four races?
This year. Injury?
Yeah,
this year.
He might have been there.
He wasn't.
When he's there, he's not top two. He's not a second place guy anymore.
I don't know that. I mean, he's not healthy yet.
He hasn't been riding like that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but he's the guy was pretty beat up. So I don't know if he's going to show anything. I don't think he's got anything to show in 2026. I don't think he's going to be 100% healthy even by the end of this season. He's basically held together by wire and screws.
Yeah, it's my personal opinion that Alex Marquez or DG would have been a better choice if you wanted to have a shake and bake situation than Pedro Acosta. Pedro Acosta is going to cause both of them to wreck.
Okay, there you go. That's true. But remember, a lot of us were predicting that Alex Marquez was going to go to Factory Ducati against his brother.
Yes.
And it was and it didn't happen. Why did it not happen? Well, my guess, the reason that it didn't happen was Acosta started doing better on the KTM. He was the leading KTM in every race in the last year and a half.
Yeah, but he's still seventh this year.
But think about this. You're on a shitty bike. You're getting a shitty bike on the podium.
Alex Marquez is in ninth and hasn't even raced in three or four races.
Forget about Alex Marquez. Like you saying who instead of Pedro Acosta. And I'm saying Pedro Acosta, given what he was working with, has had an incredible last 15 months on the KTM. Nobody else could have done what he's done on the KTM.
Then explain to me how come Deegan wasn't the best rider in 450s last weekend. Go, Ken. Right?
Well played.
Right? Ken froze up and he's lucky because I'm going to tear into him.
He's come from the 250s.
So there you go, Ken. You're back.
Acosta on the GP bikes for the last 2 years. Not comparable.
What I'm saying is you're sitting there saying us, well, he's racing this bike and doing well on it. He's the second best rider. When Warren said Deegan was the best rider because he raced his way through the field, you were like, no, that doesn't work like that. The guy who wins is always the best.
It is. And I'm not saying that Pedro Acosta was the best.
seventh place rider.
Hey, take a deep breath. I never said Pedro Acosta was the best rider. I said he was impressive on a shitty bike.
Right.
Which he was. But
what I'm saying is that's not impressive if you're in seventh.
Really? If everybody else that's on a KTM is either barely in the points or not in the points? Yeah, it is.
You know what? How many years did we watch one guy on one bike go out there and lead and his partner not doing well? All the time that happens. You can't sit there and say that.
Nobody else has been able to put a KTM on the podium
Wanted Pedro Acosta because being on his team, he can prevent Pedro Acosta from winning a championship.
Well, we'll find out.
He's on a different team.
We'll find out next season.
Because on his team, Marquez can tell you that
you do have a point. Gods
treat them like they did Bagnaia.
Yes, you may have a point.
He's going to Ric Flair him. He's going to say, I'm an 8-time or 9-time world champion. We're $25,000 shoes, whatever they wear in Spain. I don't know. And he's going to say, you're going to take that guy and you're going
to
put him in the second.
Not all of racing can be distilled to Ric Flair. I know you like to do that, Phil, but not everything in racing
is WWE related. I think it's closer. Keep your keep your enemies closer and your friends closer. He's taking him. He's drawing him in and he's going to be like, get you in his bike.
In professional wrestling, there are no friends. Only what the script says.
Saying only what the script said, MotoGP.
Okay,
that's my prediction.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see. I think Pedro Acosta is not going to be I don't think he's going to take a championship right away from Mark Marquez. But I'll tell you
I know he's not.
I think he could go
in the book of no accountability.
Okay, what I think he can do is he can take points. He can take points away from Mark Marquez, which helps other riders.
Kibosh is
right.
Pedro Acosta. Well, there it is. Red words. What? Truthful.
What?
Ken says Acosta's going to win the championship.
We'll be back next week.